pandemic got us into a reflective space and made us look inward to see what we can do for the world at large. As a self-expression coach, I became a catalyst for women and started Vani, a one-on-one coaching program for women on finding their voice, to speak up, to be visible. As a storyteller, I spotted there were many ordinary people amongst us leading extraordinary lives, making a difference to the world, and they needed to be heard. Thus was born You and I with Rashmi Shetty, where amazing personal journeys with their uniqueness and individuality are showcased. A reaffirmation of the fact, open your eyes wider, the world is far more beautiful when we acknowledge the presence of both you and I. Our guest today is Nimal Raghavan, an engineer by profession and now an organic farmer and social activist. Born in an agricultural family in Nadiyam village close to Thanjavur district, Nimal was devastated by the havoc left behind by the cyclone Gaja in his hometown in 2018 that he quit his job in Dubai and moved back to Nadiyam to dedicate his life to the betterment of his homeland. His passion towards the conservation and rejuvenation of water bodies while raising awareness in his community makes him use modern techniques and has so far restored 131 water bodies. He is now on the 132nd Lake Project. He recently won the Better India's Water Warrior Award and is currently focused on raising awareness of climate change and finding solutions, rejuvenation of water bodies, afforestation and reforestation, implementing rainwater harvesting systems, and developing Miyawaki forests. He is involved in schools in conducting workshops on environmental awareness such as plastic waste and usage, the importance of trees and planting saplings with the student community. Nimal has successfully helped over 200 new graduates find fulfilling employment in their fields. He's an active supporter and is involved in various projects with government school children, differently abled students, and abandoned senior citizens. He has founded and runs the startup Modern Vyavasai, which focuses on and encourages organic farming related to the conservation of native seeds, production of cold-pressed oil, and rearing of around 30 native breeds of cows. Listen in as Nimal shares the joy of seeing the Kaveri water enter a restored lake bed for the first time and the subsequent priceless moments of the meaningful work that he has dedicated himself to. Hi Nimal, such a pleasure meeting you, talking to you and having you on You and I with Rashmi Shetty. Welcome to this amazing conversation. I know for sure we are going to have together.
Thanks, Rashmi. It's my pleasure.
Now I'm curious because on LinkedIn, all I saw is Nimal Raghavan, water warrior. So before you became the water warrior that you describe yourself, what was little Nimal like to become the Nimal Raghavan who's today a water warrior and your work is fantastic? Can you take us through your journey?
I'm just a normal. I was born in an agriculture family in Thanjavur district, which is in Tamil Nadu. It's known as the rice bowl of Tamil Nadu. My father, Raghavan, and my mother, Shanti, and I have one sister, she's Janani. When I was 6 months old, my father got affected by brain tumor. We were well off till then. So once he got sick, we lost everything. We spent everything on his treatment. I was treated like a devil child, Satan child, because everyone is saying like, you born and everything gone. So I was treated like this only, not from inside my family, rest of the family. Wherever I go, everyone will be saying like, because of your bad luck, only your family went low like this. It hurts inside, but still. And my mother, she was very young. She got married at the age of 16 and first baby at 17, Nimal at 20. And my father got sick when she was 21. So since then she was saving him. Like Appa was hospitalized in Bangalore, so they were at hospital. I was under the care of grandparents, both my father's side and mother's side. So from there, the journey started actually. So like it was very basic in the beginning. My childhood was very basic. Like I completed my schooling and then I did my engineering and then I got my first job in Pune and then I shifted to Dubai. Life was very normal, very normal. In Dubai, like everything got changed. Like my financial status got changed. So I got a nice pay there. Everything was getting into like, normal graph. In 2018, October, I came here for a vacation, annual vacation. I was about to build a home here. So for that, puja and all groundwork and all, I came here. So the vacation was about to end during November 15th. 2018. So like November 12 or 13, there was a flash in news like there is a cyclone Kaja that's gonna screw Delta like anything. Everyone was like, oh shit, this is another hell of a crap. Like these things are happening. For flash news, media is publishing everything, right? So this was like a rumor there. But I had a gut feel or a bad instinct, like something bad gonna happen. So even I got alerted from my friends who are living there, like who are weather experts. Now they said this cyclone will be very devastating, so be careful, Nimal, like this. So what I thought is like I extended my holiday for the vacation for 7 days and I stayed back and I was waiting for the cyclone to happen. The first day of cyclone, I mean the later evening. So I made a post on Facebook like Gaja cyclone disaster team, a management team like this, and I pasted three friends' number along with that post. So people were laughing, like nothing gonna happen, and they see this loser is creating a post and all. Everyone laughed at the post. There were about 200 reactions in the post. Out of 200, 170, 180 were laughter emoji, and many people were commenting like, "Why you are creating havoc? Why can't you stay like normal like this?" But I had a bad vibe, as I told you before. So I was here, roaming here and there, and we were very close to the coastal area of Tamil Nadu. So it's just, my home is just 3 kilometers away from the place. So I went to the sea and I saw it was very silent, like just like calm before the storm. And then I visited the places which were very close to the water bodies, and I brought many people to my uncle's home, father's brother's home. It was very big actually. So I made them to stay there because I thought if something happened, for sure they will lose everything, even the life. So around 7 o'clock, I got them my uncle's home and they were staying. 9 o'clock, they were shouting at me. They were yelling at me like, why Nimal, why you are wasting our time also? Please don't play with our time because our cattle were there. Everything is there. We left everything and came and nothing is happening here like this. They were complaining. About 11 o'clock, it started breezing. So they were saying like, see, nothing is happening. So let's go home. Like I said, then I told them, just wait for another couple of hours. Let's see. Around 12:30, it started raining. And then we can't even like realize what's happening around us. It was scary actually. So it continued for like 6 hours. Morning 6:30, it was like everything stopped. I mean, like getting gradually stopped. And then we opened the doors and we saw, I forgot to mention, my place is known as Rice Bowl of Tamil Nadu. But for the past 30, 40 years, people started converting farming lands into coconut fields because the income which they are getting in coconut is pretty higher than the income they were getting in other crops like paddy, sugarcane and all. So actual Rice Bowl of Tamil Nadu becomes Coconut Bowl of India actually. It beaten Kolachi, it beaten Kerala and all. So one of the biggest producer of coconut is Peravani Circle. That's my place. So the next day when I opened the doors, I saw all the coconut trees which were in my farm is down. Screwed, totally screwed. So I thought, okay, something happened. Let's visit other places also. And then only we can come to conclusion. So I myself along with a small kid, like his name is Abhi. He was with me that night. So we were going to visit other places also. So that time what happened, I realized that this cyclone screwed everyone, not just a place. So I kept on calling other numbers, but no one is, I cannot reach anyone. So because electricity is down since last night and networks, everything is gone. Only Jio was working that time. Jio was not that much famous that time also. I kept on calling and I was searching in social media, like, in news channels, they were flashing like a cyclone affected badly in Nagapattinam districts. They didn't mention Pudukkote and Thanjavur district. So I kept on calling the media, the persons whom I know in media and all. No one responded. So then I finally started posting in Facebook, like, this much happened, so please help any. And the previous day, the person who laughed at my post changed their emoji into, like, sad. So from there, the journey started. And we started working on rehabilitation first. So, like, we started cleaning the trees which fell on the houses, electricity poles, and then we started working on this relief materials. Since November 15th, when I started working, it went continuously. So, we were, like, taking care of my village first. The village's name is Nadiam. And then to the next village, and then through the next village, and then to the next village. So, the work started like this. And, like, the seventh day, which I was supposed to leave to Dubai, I had a thought. Because we were in plans of settling in our native place. When we reached 40, we were like, myself and my friends had a thought of, like, wherever we are, let's come to native and let's get settled here and let's do organic.
These are your school friends who were also your college mates? Or
yes, yes. Friends who are all here and okay. Relatives, neighbors and all. The team which we were having this thought, right? They told me, like, Nimal, what's there to go there now? Let's get settled in somewhere like in Coimbatore or Chennai or something like that. There is nothing in our native like this, they said. So this made me to think. This stuck in my head. Like, all these years, only of a place only we survived. Yeah, it is in my head. That made me to think, actually, because all these years, we survived only because of the income we got from this land. Everything happened only. But now, this place is in problem and everyone is leaving. This is like forgetting a friend's help or something, forgetting a good help which we are getting all these years. Like, in Tamil, there is a word, Nandri Kettathanam. I felt like...
Thanklessness.
Exactly. Everyone is leaving and who is going to take care of this? This strike in my head and that night itself I resigned. And I started working on this. So, the list of villages started increasing like anything. At one point, I was taking care of 97 villages.
Alone? Who was your backup? How were you doing it? What was the whole modus operandi?
Actually, right from the beginning, for the past 10, 12 years, I was into this volunteering stuff. So I was working in, I worked in Kerala flood, I worked in Chennai flood. I was into
One second. Let's go back. You worked in Pune, and then you got this big offer in Dubai, and you went to Dubai. You came on a vacation. Mm. So when did all this volunteering with floods happen? During your vacation time?
No. I worked virtually. But whenever I visit India, if there is a calamity happen, I will go to the places.
What prompted you into that space of being a volunteer in disaster management, Nimal? You had a very regular childhood. You were in one of the most beautiful places of Tamil Nadu, which is Thanjavur belt. Mm. Love greenery. And yeah. What prompted you to get into the space of disaster management?
So, since childhood, I was into this NSS JHC. So, that one thing. And in 2017, there was a announcement from the government, of central government. Like, there is a place called Neduvasal in Tamil Nadu. It's very near to my home place. There was an announcement came, like, GEM Laboratories is going to extract hydrocarbon. So, you know hydrocarbon, like, how they extract hydrocarbon means with the technique called fracking. And this place is totally of, like a farming land. Agriculture used to happen, anything, thrice in a year, four times in a year. So, the majority of support people getting here is from agriculture only, financial support. And this place is very near to the sea. So, if fracking happens, if they get methane from the ground, means vacuum will happen. So as a result, what happens? Seawater intrusion will happen. If seawater gets intruded in the groundwater, that's it. People can't do agriculture. So we thought of having a protest and we started a protest. And I was the one who initiated the protest under the hashtag called Save Neduvasal. So before in Tamil Nadu, there was one massive protest happened is Jallikattu. This That's hashtag is Save Jallikattu. And in this, I started Save Nedu Vassal. So with the tagline, we fought for Vadi Vassal. This is the time to fight for Nedu Vassal.
Okay. Okay.
So let's trend this hashtag. From there, the journey, from there we started working. And I was.
And how did you drive volunteers again? Facebook. Yeah,
exactly. In Facebook. In social media played a vital role in all measures. So in Facebook, I created a page for Save Nedu Vassal, and every day I used to post about the protest. So it pulled international audience, like Tamil Sangam people, Tamil audience who were there in each and every part of the world. They started working on it, and then we protested for 217 days.
So when you say we, how many of you got together finally in that place to do the protest? Physically, how many of you were there?
In that place alone, it was like lakh people, I think. 1 lakh people at a time.
Oh, okay.
During the first protest. Second protest happened with some restrictions. Yeah. People from outside, it's not allowed. Mm-hmm. So the villagers used to go there. They protested peacefully. And one fine day, we got called from the central government and we were there. I didn't went there because I met with an accident that time. So I chose some people, set of people, like 12 people who are expertise in this oil and gas. With a few IPS officers and IAS officers from my place, and they went to Delhi and they had a word with the team of this petroleum minister and central government stuff, and then they came with the conclusion this will not happen again.
Oh. Was there a Tamil movie with this base? Because
yes.
I remember watching a film. I don't remember the name, but
yes,
it had something
exactly.
similar to this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The so movie's it was name this is protest that prompted.
No. The movie's name is Kattukutti. In that movie, the fact what's happening inside fracking is clearly mentioned.
Yeah.
So we use that clipping to educate people.
Okay.
Also, one important thing is the person who produced that movie is belongs to Nedu Vassal actually. His name is Ram Kumar. He is the one who was with me in during the early days.
Okay.
Yeah. During that protest, I got many contacts globally. So once I started working during the Gaja cyclone, I used Facebook under a hashtag Bounce Back Delta. Delta is our place, Gravity Delta. Bounce back means getting back to the original stuff. So everything I posted, like requests, emergency requests, and the things I have, everything I post under this hashtag, and people started posting under this hashtag. So from there, everything started. We got help like anything. The trust people have on me, the help we got is, even in dreams, I can't imagine those stuffs. Because see, I'm nowhere related to this stuff, and I was about to leave. Suddenly, something happened, and all of a sudden, I'm taking care of 97 villages. Who would have imagined this?
Yeah.
So that time, everything is going like this only. Relief folks. Hardly I used to sleep for 2 to 3 hours a day. Yeah. So and I used to travel 200 to 300 kilometers a day in two wheeler at that time. So on fine day, this was during Jan, Feb, I think. So I was going to a place called Mannargudi. It's 70 kilometers away from a place. That time I was having a thought. We are doing relief works daily. And I think even if we do relief works for another 2 years, people will never say no. What's the conclusion to this? How can we conclude this? Then I thought only relief works won't do a difference. Rehabilitation must happen here. So I thought, what's the actual issue? And I examined at that time, I'm hearing a news in 2017 alone, we wasted 80 TMC of water in Kaveri Delta. For your reference, for a city like Chennai or Bangalore, the annual consumption is just 5 to 7 TMC. Then imagine how huge is 80 TMC. So there is a limit for what for the water to send to the sea, but there should be a limit. Right? But 80 TMC is huge. But no one is talking about this. Nothing is showing in media. But what they show is, this government is not giving water to this government. And these farmers are fighting with these farmers. They are breaking the vehicle. They are throwing stones at the vehicle from other state like this. And on train fine day, that government will release water. And they will celebrate like a festival. And this will be shown in TV. What's actually happening here is, we are wasting the water. This is not shown on TV. So this made me to think. And I started working on the ground, and I came to know that we are wasting water because the water bodies are not maintained properly. Either the lake is encroached or the lake is not maintained properly. The main source of water for Kaveri Delta is Kaveri Delta. From Mettur, it comes to Kallani, Grand Aniket. Grand Aniket, there is a canal called Grand Aniket Canal. It's 135 kilometers from Kallani to Nagudi. It ends in Nagudi. It's in ECR of Pudukkottai district. So what happens is, each and every lake is interconnected with this Grand Aniket Canal. There will be a supply channel. For the past 30 or maybe 50 years, these water channels or the lakes either is encroached or it's not properly maintained. So as a result, what happened? The water directly goes to the sea. We team, which we were working like, and the like-minded people whom I was working along, we came to a conclusion and we started a team called KAIFA.
KAIFA stood for something? Was it acronym?
Yeah. It's Kadimadi Area Integrated Farmers Association. Okay. Kadimadi means tail ending. We belong to the Kaveri tail ending. We came to a conclusion like, let's work on water bodies, and then we chose a lake. It's the lake's name is Peravurni Periyakulam. Kulam means spawn. But the lake size is 564 acres. The name Peravurni itself, it's from that lake only. Urani means a place where we store water. Pera means big lake actually.
Okay.
So we started working on the lake. We started with the 20,000 rupees. So while starting itself, we faced many issues because sand mafia is the biggest threat to water bodies here in Tamil Nadu. People used to send sand like anything. We were facing many challenges to start the project. And we were informed, like, if you are going to finish the project, you need at least 3 crore rupees money. How much we had? 20,000 rupees. Those were the annual membership amount of the KAIFA team. So we were all youngsters. And one fine day, we started. Same. Bounce back Delta.
For all of you in that group now, you were completely committed. You had quit your job. What about the rest in the group? Everyone had quit their job and become
volunteers. No. They were doing businesses and they settled in home. And some people stay in India. They used to come often. And some supported from abroad. We started and same. Bounce back Delta, Kaveri. First day of work, we are going to start pestering this Peravurni lake. We need your support. Like this, I posted, and from there, one team came, a group of youngsters from a village. Like, we belong to a cricket team called Ponkad, and we want to sponsor you for one day. So what happened? The first day work is over, and we got 20,000 money in hand. The next day, another guy, he said, I recently got married. I was about to treat my friends. I'm giving the money to you. So we got money for 2 days plus 20,000 bucks. The next day, one sir, actually, Kusila Raghavan sir, son, he is in USA, and he called and said, I'm going to give 1 lakh. From there, it started like anything. So people, they used to come to the lake, they donate and go. One boy, he was 9 years old at the time. He gave his 6 months of savings. And one grandma, she was 80-something. She gave all her savings of that 100-day to us. And one couple, immediately after their marriage, 30 minutes after their marriage, they came to the lake and they donated all their money which they got on their marriage. So this news flashed everywhere, and people started helping us. And three villages are the major beneficiaries of this lake. They collected money from each and every home, and they gave those money to us. We started with one excavator, normal JCB, and after 25 days, we had 4 or 5 excavators, big lorries, and work was happening like anything. The backstabbers who said before, they started rumoring other stuff. Unfortunately, the core team which we were are of my relative side. So they said they are doing caste politics. They are going to do caste politics. That's why they are working. And then they said, these youngsters, this guy left his job and he's working on it. That means he's getting more money in this issue. Someone is funding behind something. So everything they were talking. But we didn't care, and we just worked, and we were going to finish the lake. And that time on, they said, see, they got money, people trusted them, they gave money, everything. But now, water should come, right? What they are going to do now? Suddenly, there was a flash news. Because after 7 years, we are going to release Kaveri water on time now. So this was a wow moment to us. And if they open today, means it will take at least 6 to 7 days to reach us. That was the 60th day of our work. And I got a call from PWD department, like, Animal, we are going to get water to our lake today. It is said. I called everyone and come to our lake. We are going to see water. So there were many guys with me. And you know this sluice, right? Where we used to get water from the river. So they opened the sluice and the water came in. So that moment is the best moment in my life, even now. Because the water is coming and I'm seeing it. I feel like it's breaking all the shackles and coming. Without our knowledge, we removed our slippers and we touched the water and like the so water came. We continued our work. So this news spread like anything and many youngsters started following doing this. And one fine day after 6 months of our work, after saving water for 6 months, we got a call from PWD department and many guys told us, like, and the farmers beneficiaries told us, the water level rise up to 50 feet from 350 feet. So I was like, how come? Because just 6 months of work put an end to 30, 40 years issues. Why can't we do the same or why can't we repeat the same in other places? So I thought, and I started my 132nd restoration yesterday.
Oh my God. Okay. Now when you're looking back, 6 months seems a very short time. But I'm sure each day.
No, not 6 months. Not. I mean the.
When you start.
There only lake we were for 6 months.
Yeah.
It's
no,
been
no,
four
6 months.
Years now.
Yeah, that 6 months. Every day would have mattered because there's the sand mafia that you have to handle.
Day,
politicians.
Day, night. Everything. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, and when you get down on something so huge, Nimal. And there are more people to pull you down than to help you. What kept you going for that 6 months? Because 6 months is a long period when you live every day with so many threats around you. What kept you alive and motivated that, no, I'm going to do this?
There is nothing to lose because we are in a situation, we lost everything in cyclone, right? So there is nothing to lose. And all these years we were complaining. We were like, we were expecting this government to do, that government to do. He will come to help us. He will come to save us. Nothing happened. Whomsoever comes to power, the system will be the same. You have to work for your own food. Then only you can survive. So this was the thing repeating in my mind. There is nothing to lose, but let's give it a try. But I trusted my instinct. Many trusted actually. The trust, the group of trust is the drive force here.
Okay.
And
seriously. Trust is the most intangible. You cannot see trust. You can feel trust, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So when everybody is there together, all of them are from the same place, or was it the trust you had on this entire, the thought that came in your head and this fight that you decided to get onto? Because it needs a lot of initiative from within. The motivation is not outside. It's from within you that is pushing you. So looking back now, today you have 132nd that you started yesterday in restoration. But 4 years back, that 6 months is, I'm sure, that 6 months that you go back to for your lessons. That was your university time in understanding what this whole process is. So for, and this, I think in any battle in life, we need those 6 months, which is that grueling, tough period. Now, what has been your highest high? You said the wow moment was when the water came in. But what kept you like really fighting till, because you didn't know that they're going to release the water. It all was.
Exactly.
Yeah. Somewhere the universe also conspired to make it all come into the fruition that it did. But in that 6 months, what was your toughest moment and what was your biggest high to keep your team alive?
See, toughest moments, many, because even my, the person whom I trusted, backstab, like they gave on the travel, gave up on the travel. Because the one thing I noticed is it was flashing in news, right? So everywhere, wherever someone who follows news, my face will be there. So this irritated many of my team also because why his face is coming. So they started turning against me. So that hurted me badly. Even from my speech, you can understand, like I can't even speak properly. I hate this actually, to be very honest, interviews, because I'm a last bencher. If I can sit and talk with even million people, but if you ask me to stand and give a mic in my hands and you ask me to talk to one person means I will be like blabbering, but I don't have any other option other than like I cannot ask anyone because I felt something and I started working on this. If I don't even know if I can convey this properly to other person. What happened? I myself convinced myself and I myself started doing stuffs which I'm not familiar with, like talking to channels, like explaining things on my Facebook videos, everything. The persons whom I trusted, who I believe like they will be in my journey, they also turned against me. This was hurting me like anything. And what's motivating me is, and this is like 0.001%. Majority, 99.99% whom I never met, they will send me 1 lakh rupees, and they will send all their earnings, everything. So this kind of trust people had on me, this was like whatever happened, there are people who trust me. Even a person trusts me, this is enough. Let's continue like this. At first it hurts, but later I got to know these were passing clouds. And this is not like a 1 month journey or 2 month journey, right? This journey is forever.
Yeah. And especially when you take a cause as huge as this, where it is not personal welfare, but the welfare of people around you. And I'm sure there must have been life threats with the sand mafia because...
Yeah, many, many times.
Many, right? So at that time, what pushed you? That what if never came to you?
See, it's not just sand mafia. Even encroachers,
encroachments,
and many things were there in this stream. Actually,
you know, so, like caste politics again is something which
everything.
A huge reason for a lot of rifts and politics.
Yes.
Everything at every layer, there is somebody who can be the person who can stop you from your growth.
Yeah, another thing which hurted me badly is, as I told you before, I was the only breadwinner in my family. I left my job and I came in. I don't even have savings. But the only thing I'm good at is I don't have any debts at the time. So I can live. I lived freely that time. People never tortured me for money. I don't have any connects with bank also. But my family supported me. Not like they're not well off, but still they didn't expect anything from me. At least they allowed me to do what I used to do. So that time, like many people rumored like he got money, he got 5 crores, he got 10 crores. Even if people say, why, how you are saying 5 crores, but he's living like in a very poor background, like no, he will not take this money now out. After 2-3 years, he'll take the money out like this. So at first it hurts. I even call them and I start explaining myself. I start proving myself. But one fine day I got to know passing clothes. If we give our time to explain them, means we have to explain them forever. Just leave it. It's up to them to believe or not. You know what you are doing. If you do any mistake, let them prove you are clean, right? Work. That's it. So that's it. If I'm doing mistake, means you know this issue, right? This lakes and all, there are huge number of opponents.
Yeah.
If I do even a single mistake, means I'm gone.
Yeah.
In a second, they will turn everything upside down.
So in those situations where even a small mistake should not happen, because there are more critics than well-wishers in the journey. Everybody is waiting to pull you down, find fault with you and see where you go wrong. What was it that you were telling yourself? That work without any mistakes or just do what you think is the right thing? What was your statement to yourself every morning when you woke up?
That's it. Water. You have to see water. That's it. So after I told you, right, when I see water entering into the lake, that was the moment whenever I feel low, I'll think about that moment. If you work like wholeheartedly, if you believe in nature, nature will never let you down. Trust in nature and nature will take care of you. That's it.
Wow. Wow. You know, Nimal, here the question that I want to ask is, for most of us, we have role models, we have teachers in life that we take our lessons from, mentors who give us advice. Who was yours in these times?
See, not just role models. Like my father used to tell me, wherever you are, just have a connect with your native place. Call someone, not me or not your mother, at least a person from this place, and ask them what's happening. When it rained last time, like this. Why? Because I used to do this. Whenever I hear like when I see in weather forecast it's going to rain in Tamil Nadu, means I will call them. Hey, is it raining there? They will say no. Is it raining there? They will say no. Consistently, I was hearing this stuff. Then I got to know like it's. There are some drastic changes happening there, and suddenly the cyclone happened, right? So my father told me to like get connected with native people, and not role models. I see them like a huge Nostradamus, something like that. Because Kallanai, everyone used to say Tanjore big temple is the best thing architecture ever had, but in my opinion, Kallanai, because it was built before 2000 years. I don't know how they got this like this thought before 2000 years, because only because of Kallanai this Cauvery Delta is surveying even now. Kallanai is not there, for sure Cauvery Delta will be like Ramnad or like will be in rot area list. Now this area is called Rice Bowl of Tamil Nadu only because of this Kallanai. So the rulers, the persons who thought about future generation, and they worked on many stuff. Each and everyone are my, not just role models, they're my everything. They're my they're my real superstars.
Yeah. In fact, when they talk about Tanjore, they talk about the water management systems, which
Exactly,
get thought
exactly.
about so beautifully by the Chola Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very true. Did it compel you to go back to history and read a little more about how they managed it, or you just decided to go ahead with what you have on hand?
No. Like, it's not just modern techniques. I used to get advice from the old farmers whom the lake has, because each and every lake will taught me a lesson. Each and every single day taught me a lesson. See, if I have a thought like you did 100 plus lakes and you're like a legend, means suddenly a kid will come and slap here and say, Anna, do like this. You should not do like this. He will teach you a lesson and go. Each and every person whom I met will give you a lesson. Because each and every lake is unique. Each and every lake has its very own condition, soil, level, depth, everything connects, connectivity, area. Each and everything is different. So each and every lake has a unique history and unique identity. Also, even legends in this PWD department, they don't know how to like where to store water, which side of the lake stores more water. But a old farmer knows. He'll say, "Acha, you have to save water here because this is the only place where water like evaporation and groundwater recharge happens gradually. Take more depth in this area, and you can save more water." I trust them, and I do them. That's it. It will be awesome.
Oh wow, this
Yeah,
is
yeah.
really interesting, because one a very beautiful statement you just made is each lake has its own unique
Yeah,
history, right?
exactly.
So you have done 131, and so in the 131 lakes that you have completed, what most of it are in same the Tanjore belt, or have you
No,
gone
no.
in and around? Where all have you expanded your?
Tanjavur, Tiruvarur, Pudukkottai, Nagapattinam, Sivagangai in this Kaveri area, Tiruvallur, Kanchipuram in Chennai area, and Tirunelveli, Thoothukudi, Virudhunagar, Kanyakumari in coastal, like in Kanyakumari area, Madurai and Dindigul in central area, Perambalur, Ariyalur in this area. So in Tamil Nadu, almost in many places I work. So here I worked on recharging groundwater. In Tirunelveli, Thoothukudi districts, I am working on seawater intrusion. So there you can see water at 15 to 10 feet. Water level is just 10 feet to 15 feet, but it's of salt water. Why? Because water bodies were not maintained properly. As a result, what happened? Groundwater level goes down. So as a result, seawater get intruded into the groundwater. So what I'm doing now there is, I'm restoring chain of water bodies there, filling the water bodies with good water. I like that it's Tamirabharani or rainwater. And then what happened? Groundwater gets recharged. As a result, what happened? Seawater repel away. So this I'm working there. So apart from this, like water treatment, because each and every lake is polluted. So in desilting, we'll get huge number of sand. I don't send even a gram of sand outside the lake. So what I do is, I'll make the boundary stronger and I will build small, small islands inside the lake. There we will be planting n number of native saplings. So if we plant native saplings inside a lake, means it helps in creating huge number of biodiversity. Even you can see many migratory birds there. So once bird comes, the forest cycle will repeat. So yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So before we move further, what I want is, normally I would have asked something else, but with you, I think you're the one of the few people I have met who has such a close bonding and connection with water. So when it comes, and today they predict that the next war that will happen world over will be because of water.
Water.
So what is it that water has taught you, the lakes that you have restored in the journey, in the process? What is it that water has taught you?
See, there is a saying in Tamil, Neerindri Amayadu Ulagu. There is no world without water. Water is life. Yes. Without water, there is nothing.
Correct.
So, and water is not just for humans. Everything, each and every, even microorganisms, no one can like say this is my water. Water is for everyone. And if you feel like this is my water, means the water will answer you.
Yeah.
No. And what water is the only thing. If you have more water, it will be called flood. Yeah. If you have no water, it's called drought. Yeah. The only way to fight flood and drought is taking care of your water body. Restore your water body, save water. It will help you in fighting the drought. It will help you during flood season. That's it.
Wow. And you know, another beautiful thing that happened, beautiful because it taught us so many life lessons, sad that it took away a lot of people who meant a lot to us, was the COVID, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Your work, you said 2018, and 2020 was when COVID struck. So, what were some of the reflections that you had from the pandemic, Nimal?
To be very honest, during COVID times only, we worked in many lakes actually, because we were not getting restrictions, because only my operator and I will be there in spot, or else my teammates will be there. So we'll be following the safety restrictions and we will work continuously. We don't like Sunday, Monday, nothing, vacations, nothing is there, right? So we work continuously. And during COVID only, people started realizing if we have a farm or if we can produce things on our own means, at least this time will help us to pass time. And also we cannot depend on we should not go to market for everything, right? At least a thing which we grow on our home or in terrace or anything. Terrace garden, everything got bloomed during COVID, I think.
Yes.
So people understood the importance of farming and farmers actually. So that time I got help from many people, seriously, to be very honest. They kept on calling me continuously, Nimal, what do you want? So COVID taught a nice lesson because we were crying for many years, water. If you don't save water, that's it. Our future generation will go on. No one believed. I mean, no one reacted. Same only. If someone says if a virus will come and it will make you to sit inside your home for 2 years, means no one would believe, right? Before 5 years, if someone says this, who would believe? Yeah. But that happened, right? That's what, anything can happen at any time. We have to understand what's happening around us and we have to work as per that. If not, then our generation and our father generation, because of our mistake and their mistake only, our future generation is going to face many stuffs.
Yeah. True.
At least if we wake up now, means they can survive for quite at least a long, some time more. But now the thing which I am seeing, which we are seeing, which you are observing, climate change and all, it's too bad actually. And only Nimal Rao alone cannot do anything. We need everyone to understand what's happening, because these mistakes we collectively did, right? So we have to work collectively, and then only we can see changes. Okay. And that's it.
Yeah. And the areas that you work in are mainly farmers and farming lands. Yeah. So the climate.
Fishermen.
Yeah, fishermen. So the climate change has not happened because they ruined anything in the environment. It is the city folk mainly.
No. What about Green Revolution? After Green Revolution, people started using pesticides and insecticides,
yes,
right?
Yes,
so,
yes.
See, they came. At first, what happened? We were, for rice, I'm telling. We used to get rice after 150 to 180 days before 1970, something like that. But after Green Revolution, they came with the rice, hybrid rice. In 60 days to 90 days, you are getting this rice. Mm-hmm. Farmers followed this like anything. If you want to get rice in 60 days, you want to put this pesticide. If you want to get rice in 90 days, you want to put this insecticide. So, as a result, what happens? If you are going to put this insecticide, means that rice which we were cultivating requires, example, 10 liters of water, means this requires 50 liters of water.
Oh, okay.
So everything changed. Everything changed step by step. And at first, they came with, they came with the power one pesticide, means the insects and the pest. They got familiar with that pesticide, and they survived. And then what happened? Power two pesticide came. So water also level up. Power 3 pesticide. And now I don't even know in which power we are now.
So,
I'm educating the farmers to come back to organic farming also. So, we are going back to the cycle, but it's gradually happening. It's taking its time. Not 100% of farmers are working on it. At least 20-25% of farmers are now started doing organic farming.
With that 20-25 itself, you can see a difference, because now when you're restoring lakes, there would be a lot of fertility in the soil with no seawater coming in. Hmm. Would that help them believe and understand the power of organic farming?
Yes, I'm saying one example. We made an island inside a lake the first time island I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So people asked me to go with the Miyawaki. So we got quotation from a team, and they stated like for 5,000 plants, we need to pay like 20 lakh rupees. The total budget of the lake was like 27 lakhs. And where and yet we go for this 20 lakh rupees. So myself and another Anna decided, and let's plant sapling in this sand alone, and let's water it frequently. Let's see what will happen. We planted, and you won't believe the growth which we saw is it's much much higher than comparing with Miyawaki. Why? Because the sand naturally has many nutrients in it,
yes.
So that supported the plant to grow, and the each and every plant we planted, they fought each other and they grow like. Anything. So this is the beauty of nature. We got everything, but we didn't realize, and we are investing on something and we are ruining it.
Yes.
So exactly, I saw in front of my eyes.
Yeah, everything. And that would be a very beautiful example for others as well, because the network, the roots of plants that grow together form below the soil.
Yes.
Shows us the power of community that nature
has. Exactly. They together access rainwater harvester also.
Yeah, that is really beautiful. I know I can talk to you, Nimal, forever on the work that you do. I just want to clarify. I think it was a year ago or 1.5 years ago, there was a video that went viral. I don't know on which platform, but of somebody who quit his job and came back and bought a salary. Was that you?
Yes.
Okay. Because your name wasn't mentioned in that video, but I remember I shared it with a lot of people. And
okay.
Today, while you were talking about that moment, the water came in, That's where that video came to my mind because I've forgotten how many people I shared that video with. And to see that that person who I admired there without knowing who it was is the one I'm talking today makes me really happy. So, okay, now the last question, three life lessons. I know you have 131 plus life lessons, but three life lessons that you would like to leave.
Trust in nature. Nature will never betray you. Happiness is not just money. Making others happy is also is the best happiness. I got to know. And the third thing is, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, work wholeheartedly. You will never see failure. There is no failure, actually. And I will conclude this with one simple example, a simple life story, which I faced in my life. So I used to document each and every work I do, before and after pictures and videos, because a picture is worth than 1,000 words, right? So even if I go and lecture like for 10 hours, people won't understand what happened. But if I show a single picture, mean they will get to understand. So just like this, I was about to document a lake, but due to my works, I couldn't able to go there for the first day. After a few months, I went to that lake and I started capturing pictures. That time, Tata, old man, he was like 75 years old. He came and asked me, Bacha, where were you all these days? I was searching for you. And I asked many people, where is this guy? Where is this guy? They thought like I'm going to get money from you. So they no one to give you a number. No one told you also, I know. Wait here, he said, and he went. And after 10, 15 minutes, he came back. He came with a bag, actually. So I was standing along with one guy. He came and he gave that bag to that guy, and he opened that bag, and he had one plate inside the bag. He took that plate and he gave that plate in my hand, and then he took the bag from his hand and he poured something in that plate. It was paddy. I asked the Tata, "What is this, Tata?" He said, "Bhaiya, I am 75 years old. We belong to a very big agricultural family. But for the past 30, 40 years, we were not able to do agriculture because of water scarcity. But last year, we heard some youngsters are doing here, like they're going to restore this lake." I said, "We came and we thought like they are doing for stunts. They are making scene like this," I thought. "But you worked and water came. And then we did agriculture. And every year, during the first harvest, the first to yield, I give to God. And I worship, and this time I want to give it to you. You are the actual God. Keep this," he said. This was like I don't know how to say, how to express, but the things which I faced all these years, everything got clean bowled. So this is enough for me. I made this person happy. This is enough for me. That's it.
Oh,
What
wow.
else do you need?
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. I want to know who is in that picture behind you, who was part of our conversation throughout. Can you explain who's in the
This is Nammalvar, the Messiah of organic farming. So
Yes.
this is at my home. If you enter my home, you have to see him, then only you can see me.
You are now permanently in Tanjavur, but travel everywhere else, is it?
Yes. See, I'm following one of his philosophy. One is, don't seek water from ground. Try to get water from sky.
Okay.
He don't believe in this bore water stuffs and all. He believe in rainwater. Try working on rainwater. Plant more trees. That's it. So we are following it. And apart from this 131 lakes, we have planted like 15.6 lakh trees.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's going.
Combination of everything. And
Yes,
do
yes.
you also educate people on rainwater harvesting?
Yes. That's mandatory, actually. That's step one, step two, step three involved. Everything is steps, right?
Yeah.
Rainwater harvesting, recharging pit, water treatment, wastewater management, solid waste management, everything is combined. So
Yes.
not only lake restoration won't make difference. You should follow these things also, right?
Yes. Very, very true, Nimal. You told us some time back that I alone cannot do everything. I will need a
Yes.
team and people. So at an
Yes.
individual capacity, if there's something that you want to tell each one of us that we should consciously follow as far as water is concerned, what will that be?
Start from the morning itself, right from brushing your teeth, start saving water. Save water, save water, save water. It will save you and your generation forever.
Powerful message. And Nimal, it's people like you who make us believe that the universe has a reason why they put people where you need to be at certain moments. Life has its reasons, and you are living proof that there is a purpose for everyone, and you found yours. So God bless you, stay blessed, and continue inspiring. Be who you are, continue doing whatever you're doing, and continue to inspire not only the next generation, but the generation prior, like the old man who gave you that plate of paddy. May you find more such people.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Honored to
Thanks,
have
Ajmin.
You
Thanks.
On You and I with Rashmi Shetty.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you for your time. Thanks.
With that, we come to the end of this weekly quest of You and I with Rashmi Shetty. Do let us know if you know people who make the world beautiful. Write in to rashmi.thethirdeye@gmail.com. That is rashmi.thirdeye@gmail.com. Come, let's explore this amazing world together, both you and I.